two dozen dead across Mississippi and Alabama after several tornadoes rock the community. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas in Mississippi today.
There's no substitute for actually seeing it in person. And that is indeed what we've come to do. We've come to see it in person, to communicate to the people of Mississippi that we are here, not just today, but for the long haul.
Preliminary readings suggest the tornado was an EF4 with wind gusts reaching 166 miles per hour. The search continues in Pennsylvania after Friday's explosion.
West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holbin made this somber announcement during a news conference concerning the explosion at the R.M. Palmer factory.
On Sunday in the early morning hours, a fourth individual was located under debris at the site.
In addition to the four dead, three people are still missing and unaccounted for. Frankie Gonzalez continues to wait for news on his sister.
I've been calling her cell phone, but we ain't got nothing back.
West Reading Mayor Samantha Keg says she shares the frustration of family members.
As we try to find the information that we can to give to those that are still desperately in need and waiting for family members to come home or just waiting for some sort of answers.
The cause of the explosion is still under investigation.
Fox's Kevin Yaretsky. A Democratic House lawmaker is trying to turn the tables on the big oil and gas companies.
It's called the People Over Petroleum Act, introduced by Illinois Democratic Congressman Sean Casten. The bill would get rid of 11 tax subsidies given to oil and gas companies. Americans would then see tax rebates of $500 for individuals and $1,000 for joint filers. Another $500 would be applicable for dependents over 16 years old. The bill was introduced this past Thursday and referred to the House Ways and Means Committee. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
America's listening to Fox News.
Hey folks, it's your man Keyshawn Johnson here to talk about Angie, formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area. So you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Two Baton Rouge officers are dead, their helicopter crashing near Louisiana's capital city. Baton Rouge Police Chief Murphy Paul.
We're asking the community to be respectful of the investigative process because it does take time so that we can release all of the facts related to this incident to the family as well as to the community.
The crash happened in a suburb west of the Mississippi River. An attorney for former President Trump says there is no reason for the Manhattan District Attorney to pursue a case against his client.
Attorney Joe Tacopina said on NBC's Meet the Press, the only reason Alvin Bragg's prosecution is moving forward is because the former president is who he is. Tacopina asks, would there be anyone else facing an indictment?
For making a civil settlement in a hush money case with personal funds? Of course not.
Former President Trump unleashed personal attacks against Bragg during a Saturday rally in Waco, Texas. Tacopina added he wouldn't defend or condemn his client's social media comments, such as one which said death and destruction would result if he's indicted. In New York City, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Forget spring skiing. How about some summer skiing? Fox's Ted Lindner explains.
Several ski resorts in the Golden State have announced they've received so much snow that they plan to stay open through at least the first part of summer. Mammoth Mountain, a popular four-season resort located in the eastern Sierra Mountains, announced this week it will be open for skiing at least till the end of July. Similarly, Palisades Tahoe announced it would continue to operate the alpine portion of the resort until the July 4th weekend. California has faced dramatic weather conditions in the past weeks, including powerful atmospheric river storms that have brought a huge amount of rain and snow after a years-long historic mega drought.
Don't put those skis away just yet. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.